From the late 1970s until her death in 2006 at the age of 55, playwright Wendy Wasserstein was a force in New York theater. Winner of the Pulitzer Prize, the Tony, and other awards, she wrote about her generation of educated, successful women struggling to balance their professional and family lives. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg tells us a new biography shows links between Wasserstein's characters and the playwright herself.
Wendy Wasserstein was really funny.
When I came of age in Brooklyn, my mother never said to me, "Wendy, darling, please, please grow up to be a not-for-profit theater writer." They never said, "Please, we want you to date actors, have a life that's as financially insecure as possible, and have no health insurance, whatever you do." And that was not the case.
Wasserstein wrote funny.
"You know, I'm taking a music appreciation class now at the Boston Symphony. Why are all those opera singers so overweight? Honestly, I don't know how they breathe, much less sing. Is that goat cheese? Blech, I hate goat cheese."
And Wasserstein wrote Sad, the depressed college girl heroine of Uncommon Women and Others. Her first successful play hides under a raccoon coat when she calls a man she met briefly.
"Oh, everything's all right here, I guess. No, I just like being under my coat. You know, last week when I was riding on the bus back from Yale and covering myself with it, I thought I had finally made it into a Salinger story. Only I hated the bus, college, my boyfriend, my parents. The only thing really nice was the coat."
Sad or funny, biographer Julie Salomon, author of Wendy and the Lost Boys, says Wasserstein wrote plays that struck a chord.
"The crucial thing about Wendy is she was born in 1950 at the height of the baby boom, and her plays addressed the issues that people of her generation, especially women, were dealing with."
That generation was rocked by big social upheavals.
Changes in attitudes, rights, expectations for women, for gays, all of that was happening during Wendy's lifetime.
And her plays reflect the shifts. The heroine of her 1988 play, The Heidi Chronicles, goes to a women's consciousness-raising session where a dedicated feminist outlines the issues.
"Every woman in this room has been taught that the desires and dreams of her husband, her son, or her boss are much more important than her own. Now, the only way to turn that around is for us, right here, to try to make what we want, what we desire, to be as vital as it would undoubtedly be to any man."
That clip from the L.A. Theater Works production. The Heidi Chronicles won the Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize, which thrilled everyone in Wendy Wasserstein's wide circle of friends and family, including her mother, Lola, whose pride in her daughter collided with criticism that Wendy was fat, unmarried, childless. In Lola's words, "You make me want to blech. A mother from hell."
When Wendy won the Pulitzer Prize, Lola supposedly told all of Wendy's aunts, "Oh, Wendy won the Nobel Prize." Or she would say, "I'd be just as happy if she married a lawyer." So either way, the Pulitzer Prize was not good enough.
Lola Wasserstein's award-winning unmarried daughter, Wendy, was able to rise above the insults and hurts and frustrations by putting them on stage.
In the Heidi Chronicles, the main character is a woman who's a professional. She's an esteemed art historian, but she's in her 30s and she isn't married. And she's pondering what her life is about. She's pondering what the women's movement has meant to her, the things that have been helpful to her in her career, but also left her without a family. And that was an essential question that runs through many of Wendy's plays and certainly through her life. How do you have it all? How do you balance family, career, friendship?
Unmarried, successful, Wasserstein made a family of her friends. She had intense relationships with various brilliant and talented men. She called them my husbands.
She had so many husbands. She had a harem of husbands.
They were stars of the New York theater scene. Andre Bishop of Lincoln Center, playwrights Terrence McNally and Christopher Durang, director Jerry Gutierrez, critic Frank Rich.
Wendy specialized in the impossible relationship with unavailable men. She fell in love repeatedly with men who were gay or men who were married or men who didn't want her.
The men in her plays were also impossible, yet, as in life, they remained great friends. At the end of the Heidi Chronicles, the unmarried Heidi Holland adopts a baby and introduces the infant to a former lover.
Judy Holland, this is Scoop Rosenbaum.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Scoop.
How you doing? They all look like Winston Churchill. A plus intelligence, B minus vocabulary.
Darling, you send me.
The 1988 play closes with Heidi in a rocking chair singing softly to her child. 4 years later, Wendy began fertility treatments. In 1999, Lucy Jane Wasserstein was born. Premature, she weighed less than 2 pounds. Her mother was 48. Her father remains unknown. A terrible chronology begins. 2001, Wendy becomes ill. 2006, she dies of lymphoma. Wendy's brother Bruce raises Lucy Jane. Bruce dies in 2009. Lucy Jane remains with his ex-wife and children.
Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.
5 years after Wendy Wasserstein's death, those close to her and even casual acquaintances can't quite believe it. She attracted such affection.
She was so warm. She was so engaging. She was so there.
Julie Salomon's biography is called Wendy and the Lost Boys, The Uncommon Life of Wendy Wasserstein. For those who loved her, the loss remains palpable. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
If you'd like to hear a scene from Wendy Wasserstein's The Heidi Chronicles, performed by LA Theater Works, you can visit our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.